everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From crèches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Hi, Fabian. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Thank you so much for joining us. So today we are going to talk about your amazing new wine platform, Fab's Wines. I should also say that we are joined by an extra special guest.
Known for her drinking. Is that what you were going to say?
I invited a lush.
Yes.
I actually don't know if you're a lush or not. Anyway, Meredith from the morning show, from the Sam Steen show, is also with us today.
Amazing. I'm super excited. I hope you're ready for the wine.
I'm ready.
We are going to talk all about your amazing new platform, and you brought us some local crèmes. I can't wait to try that too. But before we jump in, I like to start every episode with tell me your Luxembourgish story.
My Luxembourgish story. I just came here because I thought it was amazing, and starting a company in Luxembourg because I was born and raised just close by in the German border, but I wanted to have international culture and expats and this international living, and I know they have great wines here. I was like, hey, let's go and start a startup in Luxembourg.
So you moved here specifically with this idea.
Exactly.
Is your background in wine or is your background in tech? Where did you get this idea?
None, actually. I was born and raised in an entrepreneurial family. So I wanted to create something which can have an impact in this world. And I wanted to create something which where my passion lies in, what I like, what I enjoy. And so I got the idea of Fab's Wines and doing something for the wine industry, winemakers. And also I like drinking wine, obviously, learning about it and also the history about it. There's so much history, which we can maybe talk about later a little bit. I was really young. And I knew I want to start my own company, but I didn't know in what specifically. So I moved around the world and saw what I'm passionate about, what I want to do. And then I found it in 2020.
Can I ask how old you are?
I just turned 30.
Oh.
So I'm the club of the 30s now.
Welcome.
Yeah.
I'm in the 40s. But welcome.
But I used to be in that club.
Yeah, welcome to not being right? In your 20s anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are German.
Yes.
You grew up near Luxembourg. So were you always coming here drinking the wines?
No, actually not. I was only before 3 times in Luxembourg to go shopping with my grandma.
Oh, so how did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
I don't know. I always do things when I feel it and I then do it and I see if it works or not and jump out of my comfort zone. And if it doesn't work, I stop, do something else. And if it works out, then it's great. That's how I moved to Dubai with a one-way ticket, but never been there before.
Wow.
That's brave.
That's brave. Why don't we take it from the top and you explain what Fab's Wines is to everyone who hasn't maybe heard of it?
We are a platform supporting the foundation between winemakers, the taste, and wine lovers, like the wine consumers. We're trying to build an emotional connection between both of them while just caring about what you have in your glass right now, what you taste, what you feel, what you enjoy or what you do not enjoy, but more importantly, what you really like. And based on taste and the history of the winery, to drive a connection between wine consumers and winemakers. And our goal is to support winemakers globally in the local market, meaning instead of exporting, importing and all of that, which is really hard for winemakers in the wine industry at the moment, despite what all is going on, we really want to support that people look in front of their house when they have something they like, basically, so they can just support the local community and the local winemakers. And that's what we are doing now in Luxembourg, for example, and that is what we want to spread around the world, like supporting local winemakers to local consumers.
I love that.
Like a vineyard to table concept, I call it, instead of farm to table, like the food industry. Let's go for vineyard to table.
Very cute. Very cute.
Okay, so what do I do when I sign up to...
So you first see all the wine events which are happening at the moment in your close surrounding.
Great.
Or when you're traveling, you see when where they are. For example, you're traveling to Champagne or you're traveling to Germany. You see the wine events which are happening in your close surrounding in the next few couple of days, right? And you can visit the wineries, can see some information about wineries on the platform, the history, the biography, when it was established, how old the winery is. You can get to know the winemakers through the platform, who's behind it, what is the personality and what's their character actually. And
that's
then
so
you
cool.
can taste the wines. And then you can play a game and you can challenge your own wine knowledge and your own taste, your senses, and you can compare it afterwards with a winemaker or sommelier. So you learn subconsciously more about yourself, about the wine, and you subconsciously become more like a sommelier without studying something, obviously.
So I'm going to taste this wine and yeah. I'm going to say, I smell cherries and vanilla. And then I'm going to look and see what the sommelier says.
Everybody from us has a different taste. Right. And it changes. I don't know if you have heard that before. You go to vacation, wherever, you would take wine home, and then you drink the same wine as in vacation, which you loved, you drink it at home, and it just does not taste as you actually bought the bottle there, because it's like your taste changes based on the altitude where you mm. are. When you're on the mountain, when you're down, your taste is different because of the air, and also with your mood. If you're happy, if you're sad, your taste is changing.
Wow.
And as well, when it's hot or warm outside, or it's raining or not raining, your taste is changing. We know that with food, right? Mm. Because I'm craving like a salad now, or I want a pizza, or I want sushi, and I want something salty, I want something sweet. It's not always that we only want something salty, like the same specific taste. We want difference, right? And it's the same actually with wine, and it's the same with drinks actually. Just that wine is so complex and so special because you have so many different flavors. Like, you associate a drink actually which is made out of grapes with different kind of food or environments, what you know. And that is why it's so special. So your taste with wine changes as well. And people are not aware, actually.
So speaking of that, does that mean you need a basic knowledge to use this app? Or can you...
No, that's totally fine. It's more about your senses and being aware of what you actually like.
And you said you won an award for this.
Yeah, so when I came here, we did some startup competitions here in Luxembourg in the first year. We were like for the Fit for Start, we were in the Startup Accelerator, and then we got awarded as second awardee for the Creative Young Entrepreneur Award in Luxembourg. We just launched the company, not even the platform. 10 months afterwards, we won, and I got to Oulu, to Finland, to represent Luxembourg in a European level for the startup competition.
Wow.
Wow, congrats.
That was quite cool, yeah.
Can you walk us through what that was like? You apply to the House of Startups, you write a business plan. Did you get funding? Tell me the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, I planned everything a little bit beforehand when I want to move to Luxembourg, because I had to...
From Germany.
No, I was at that time in Switzerland. I was 10 years abroad. I was like in London, Dubai, Switzerland. And when I got the idea for Fabst Wines, I was actually in Dubai during the pandemic.
Because they have terrible wine in Dubai.
No, because people are overwhelmed which wine to choose. And then the hospitality industry, they don't know which wine to buy.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's always the same case. And then they just end up buying the same bottles or the same wines from the same winemakers instead of being diverse. And those winemakers with the most marketing budget usually win. And they don't take... A lot, or of course, there are a lot of restaurants, they do, but especially in the big restaurants, they always care for big names and things like that. But it's all about the taste, actually.
So is your hope that people in the hospitality industry will also use this?
Yes, definitely. That's my background and that's really my passion. When I was 16 years old, I started working because my dad said, go and earn some money. Go and do something. Then I started working in a fine dining restaurant for €5 an hour. By that time, it was still like that.
Right? Wow.
And so, but I found my passion in hospitality. I found my passion in serving people. I know not everybody has a super easy life and they earn hard money. And then during the restaurant hours or when they go on vacation in the hotels or travel, they actually spend their well-earned money where they're maybe not so happy with their job and their 9-to-5 or stuck in their life. So I felt that passion of making those people having a great time and enjoy and get to know different cultures, mentalities and all of that. So that's where I was my whole life a bit in the hospitality industry. I was working for a lot of restaurants and helped also restaurant consulting to create different concepts in restaurants and hotels.
So you're sitting in Switzerland.
And then I went, no, from Dubai, I then got the idea from Fabst Wines. I was like, okay, how do I start a tech startup when I have no clue about wine and I have no clue about tech or anything? I was like, okay, I need to get a little foundation. So I saw this master's degree in innovation and hospitality in Switzerland. So I applied for the super special master's degree where it was all about innovation and entrepreneurship in an 18-month program where you from A to Z learn how to build a concept, business plan, and to execute and launch your company.
Amazing.
That's
wow.
what I've done. So I moved to Switzerland with the idea to start my company in Luxembourg, but first to learn what I have to do in the hospitality industry. I did then a WSET, like sommelier certificate, assistant sommelier, and learned all about hospitality and wine industry, but more specifically in business and how to grow it. And wow. 2 weeks after my graduation, I moved to Luxembourg and I opened Pabst Wines.
Wow.
So you're using everything in your degree that you learned.
Yeah, because you said you did sommelier, you did business, you did, and you already had hospitality.
Exactly.
Jeez.
I really had a plan to what do I need to learn to actually be able to create a company and to execute it.
Yeah. Good for you. So, seriously, that's amazing.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So you go to Luxembourg and then you have your business plan and they give you money or what?
No, I just put on some own money, which I saved. I started a company directly. Like I was not like other people. I first should get a job and then see on the side how that works. I was like, no, let's go. Boom.
But then you might not have already.
I had no team and nothing.
Yeah, but you might not have done it if you had waited until I get the job and then I save up and then you jumped in.
I just always what I have in my mind, I just do. I just do it.
I think I need her to be my mentor, even though like I could be her mother if I was a teenage mother.
Maybe. Hopefully not. Wow. Okay. Tell me about the award.
How it was.
Yeah.
So I just applied for it and then I got a public speaking coach and I got my place in the House of Startups, actually in the incubator. So that was how everything started. So I just came and got my office there. Then I started to create a team to host events without having anything, but just creating something with an MVP, not even an MVP. It was just one page and I just wanted to see if my idea works, and it worked. And then I just started pitching like startup competition, then see how other people would react to it.
Did you have to get approved to get a desk at the House of Startups?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it hard?
Yes, I think so. It's not so easy anymore because your company needs to make sense, your startup. I think you need to have traction already. Like you do need to have already a solid plan. But you just pitch there and any great idea, if they like it and they believe in you as a founder, I think then you have a possibility to be accepted.
That's so cool. I feel like there's so many trailing spouses here that have ideas for side hustles and things. And this House of Startups is something that's come up in the podcast a few times that I should probably interview someone from there, obviously.
It's an idea.
Yeah, it's an idea. Did you find that the winemakers here were into your idea and like willing to work with you? Or do you feel like they like to keep it like scaled back a little bit?
A lot of people said to me it's hard to go in the wine industry because it's a very still male-dominated, laid-back, old industry with a lot of old family businesses. I was like, okay, let's see the challenge. And for me, it was amazing. Or it is amazing. All the winemakers in Luxembourg are super supportive, all from private winemakers to very small winemakers to corporates to the sales and all of that. And they're actually super supportive. And they took the idea amazing and they're supporting me to make my idea and my dream come true. So I'm really happy about it. And I started then last year in May to work with the winemakers together after I had a team and someone who could build me my platform, because that was a challenge for us to find people.
I was going to ask.
And then I did a trial test with 10 winemakers. So I presented my idea at the wine institution and to the private winemakers in their general assembly, and then I got 10 winemakers who jumped on and said, hey, let's go and try it out. So I had a trial with them for 6 months, and then for the big, which is like the most amazing and biggest wine exhibition in the end of the year. Have you been?
Is it May 1st?
No, it's end of November.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
It's amazing. You see all Luxembourgish winemakers and you can try all their wines in a really nice and elegant setup.
And of course, you're going to have a big event there.
Of course.
This year. And you're going to give me a ticket.
Yeah, of course. You just come because I'm usually always at the entrance so that people get to know a little bit of my platform and then they can go to do their wine experience journey with my app and with the platform.
So how are you going to monetize this app?
So at the moment, it's really doing events with the winemakers. Now we are live. So since Fête Vin Crémant, we opened the market for all winemakers. So we got 80% of Luxembourgish market from the winemakers all on our platform now.
Wow. Congratulations.
And a couple of weeks ago, we expanded to Germany and to the German Mosel. So we have now, they're around 50 as well.
Wow.
And
you've built your team.
Yeah, we've built a team of 6 now.
That's great.
The others are still a bit part-time, not yet 100% full-time, but they're moving slowly more and more. And doing a lot of events at the moment. There's wine time season. There's every day another amazing wine event. Really.
So busy, busy.
Yeah. And then using the platform during those events, and people enjoy, they can challenge their wine knowledge, they can play against their friends.
But you could even, I was going to say, do this at home.
Exactly.
Like you could have this is essentially a drinking game.
You could have a party.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you could, or have a big dinner and get everyone to, is the best way, how do you tell people? Do you say QR code or what's the best way? Yeah.
At the moment, it's just with a QR code.
Okay.
And we are just curating. It's coming out in the next couple of months, an at-home tasting where you get like a fun game. You order your tasting box and we can personalize this with the wines you really like. You invite your friends and then you get an online wine tasting at home guided where you learn something and where you can try your favorite wines and you can play against your friends.
That's so fun.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah. I was just thinking if I have people over, we should do this. But the problem is you'd have to know what wines you want to taste ahead of time, make sure they're on the platform, whatever. But if you can just order the box, then you don't have to think about that.
Exactly.
So fun.
And there's your party. There's your dinner party right there.
Yeah. Done.
I'll be there.
Okay, you're invited. Should we play your app? Should we play your game?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it.
I want to apologize
to
anyone listening.
Should we open the bottle?
Yes. Okay, so tell us, why don't you tell us about what you brought? Because no one here can see.
I brought a bottle, Winery Jeff Konzbrück Kinex Koma. It's a Cremant made in the Maitot Traditionnel, so like you make champagne usually. And it's the champagne grapes as well. It's Pinot Meunier, Pinot Noir, and Chardonnay.
Can you say the name of the vineyard again? That is Jeff?
Konzbrück.
Konzbrück. And he's here in Luxembourg, in Rhenish?
In
Ahn. Okay.
Exactly. He has a really nice terrace.
Really?
Yeah. And on Sunday we do wine yoga.
Oh, what does that involve?
Wine and yoga? So you have a master's in entrepreneurship and hospitality.
Exactly.
And you also have an assistant sommelier.
Certificate, yes.
So cool.
And then I just did my startup.
So cool. I'm into you for the platform because I think it's fun because I like to drink. But I'm also into you for like you as a person who said, I'm going to start this. I'm going to do this. It's a male dominated industry, whatever. I'm just going to jump in.
I think whatever you have in your mind and whatever you want to do, if you just believe in yourself, you can do it.
Are you an Aries? I have to ask.
No, I'm Pisces.
Pisces.
Yeah, and I don't get this whole star sign thing because it doesn't make so much sense for me.
Yeah, I never have really gotten it myself.
Oh, I'm into
it. I'm Cancer, if you need to know.
Thank you. Anybody want to guess what I am?
You are
Virgo.
No, you are.
Sorry, Mom.
In a couple weeks. Yeah. So that means you'd be what?
Gemini.
Oh, Geminis are nuts.
Yeah, that would have been my second guess.
They're either nuts or they're very successful.
Oh, so
you're
which
successful.
One am I?
I think you're the second.
Oh, thanks.
I have seen your podcast already a couple of times.
Yeah.
So definitely successful.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I'll take that.
Okay, let's do a little competition, the three of us.
Okay. I really want to just drink this.
Yep,
ready.
So now it's first about what do you see? You click next.
Okay, so the screen says appearance.
Okay.
Oh, what color do I see?
Uh-huh. Is it white, red, or rosé?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh.
Yeah, wait until you get orange wines and things. Then this question is not so easy anymore.
Okay.
Okay, then it's about the scent. So what do you smell? Like, go really into what do you currently smell? Do you think it's fruity, floral? Is it oaky, vanilla, whatever, anything else? Or is it completely different, like mineral, like a little bit wet or anything? It really go into your senses, what you can identify it with.
What do you smell?
I smell floral.
Then you put floral. Okay. You can also put more if you want.
Other. I'm going to say other. I smell other. Mineral.
Okay.
Then we go next.
Nice.
And then it's about your taste.
Okay.
So yeah, now it's a fun and now we drink.
Oh.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Now, what do you think? Is it dry? Is it extra brut, extra dry, dry?
Oh, that's hard.
I have a problem because anything that is dry, to me, tastes really sweet.
Is that weird?
That is just, everybody else has a different taste, right? So maybe you have
really,
more the fruitiness.
It's really good.
Do you think I have a dyslexia tongue?
No.
No.
Dyslexic tongue. Okay.
So what do you feel?
I'm going to say, I think it's dry.
dry. It's like dry is like Prosecco dry, so it's a bit more sweeter.
Oh,
so
okay,
extra
now.
Brut or Brut is actually dry.
I think it's Brut.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we go further. What do you think about the acidity? How much acidity do you feel?
Hi.
And the acidity, you feel a little bit on the tip of your tongue, and then when it goes back, if it's like getting a little bit sour or not. And then you can feel it yourself, like from 0 to 100. What do you think? For
what
your
happens?
Own taste.
Oh, yeah. I think it's super high acid.
Yeah, I do too. That's, we might have the same taste.
Are you just cheating off me, Mary?
No, I'm not either. I'm already on the...
And then it's the tannin.
Oh, no tannins.
With red wines.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I'm just going to put that guy down.
And now it's about your palate. What do you taste? Does it smell like as it's tasting, or does it taste different as it smelled? Because before you put mineral, for example,
yeah,
and
so
you
no.
thought it's floral.
And now I'm saying fruit.
Now you say fruit.
Conclusions. Oh, is this where it tells me, like, actually, you can't taste wine at all?
No, that tells you not. Ask you how much did you actually like it.
Conclusions.
Oh.
Okay. How much do you like it?
0 to 100.
Oh.
How much?
Okay.
Ooh, guess the price.
Oh. So that's very tricky because this is a local Luxembourgish wine.
Yes.
And we know, like, Madame Hartmann is the most expensive, which is $25 a bottle for the Brut.
Yes.
Am I telling you?
Not because you get it every day for your breakfast.
Right. I
yeah.
know.
You should.
So
as you should.
Therefore, it's got to be cheaper than that.
Yeah.
And we can also deduce that my buddy Bernard Massard, which I think is decent, is like $10. Because I feel like this is a boutique-y.
It's better. Yeah, I'm going to say,
yeah.
I'm going to go with 18.
Oh, I was going to go with like 15.
Okay.
Okay. So you put it. And then the last question is, what do you think about this price? Do you think it's like inexpensive, mid-priced, like perfect from the price? Or you think it's a bit too high? Is it perfect for your everyday breakfast or not?
No, I only drink Alice Hartmann for breakfast.
Okay, yeah. So it's actually cheap then for you.
Yeah. I just get fireworks. Or
exactly.
I got lots of confetti.
Yeah.
Oh, does everybody get confetti?
Yeah.
Is everybody win in this game?
Everybody's winning.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
I got 43%. What'd
Me
you
too.
Get?
Oh, we're the same.
And
okay.
You got 58%.
No way.
Wow. Very
too legit
good.
To quit that.
Nice work.
And
I love this game.
And now you can scroll down and you can compare your answers with the winemaker himself.
Okay. I got my acidity. And I got... Oh, I got a lot of them.
Look at that.
Too.
Now I'm at... You can do food.
I'm telling you, my nose
well.
Is actually pretty good.
And then you can see the scoreboard and you click on this little trophy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see where you are in the scoreboard.
Oh, this is so fun.
I got second.
Look at that.
Nick Duhu who got 410 and I got 58. Who is Nick
No,
Duhu?
But
it's only your first time.
No, it's a 410 because the more wines you try, the higher you score.
Oh.
It's actually that game. The more wine you drink and try or taste, actually, because we don't want to promote people to drink, but it's about the taste.
Tasting,
so
yeah.
The more okay. wine you taste, the better you get.
You know what you need to do? You need to go home and you need to start drinking. And you need more experience, or tasting, I should say. You need
and
to start tasting.
Because
the more that you taste, the higher...
You better you get.
Yeah, the better your chances of doing well.
Because you will see the more wines you try, how different they are. So now you got more mineral, you got more fruit, and the more wines you taste and try like that, the more you think subconsciously how actually the changes.
But you did say that Nuhu has a really high score because he's tasted more wines.
Exactly.
So is 58 good?
I got 10. Is amazing.
I got everything, 10 points higher than both of you.
I got 43. Listen, I don't think we should be so rude about points.
No, but the thing is you can only have for one wine maximum 100.
Okay.
And if you do a tasting and you taste 5-6 wines, obviously it adds up and it goes higher.
Okay.
Yes. Because he has already tasted more wines, so he has more points.
I'm so hooked on this game.
Look
when
at that.
Is the gift box? Like when do I get the party box?
When can we have?
When can we order the party box?
We are just designing now the box because we wanted to make it a little bit special.
Okay.
So I wanted to do something where you can actually rip up off the carton and you have a fun picture to put on your wall. With a story about wine, but in a nice way. You know what I mean?
Oh, fine. So then if you collect them all,
exactly.
You can get it. I like
and a bit of stories about the winemakers and how wine is created, but in a fun way. Like in a fun and cool way, not in a boring way.
And you learn. So that's really cool.
I think wine is interesting. I think wine is living history, but I'm...
It's so true. Do you know that most of the winemakers, it's crazy, are in the 3rd, 5th, 6th, 10th generation of a family business? if I meet winemakers who are in the second or third generation, they're like, yeah, we are a young family business. And if you look around the world, you have other industries and they're like, usually you say the third generation messes everything up, right?
Oh, interesting. In a family business. Okay.
So you have the founder, then you have the daughter who takes over. And then the third generation is usually where it's struggling and the family business is actually crashing.
So now the wine that we had, what generation is this?
That's actually the first one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But he's one of the few who actually start completely from scratch.
Start from scratch. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
How can you become a first generation winemaker in Luxembourg? Aren't all the vineyard spaces taken?
Yeah, his father had wines, but he was not a winemaker. He was,
wine grower. Cellar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he got them when he was really young, 23, when he knew he takes over. And then he said, hey, let's go. I want to make wine. Let's build a winery. And then he was 25 when he built a massive winery and he just started.
Wow.
That's super interesting. See, that's when we need to have it. We need to understand that from the box.
Exactly. And that's the history. Is when you drink a bottle of wine, you have so much nature or history in the wine and the cellar. And even if it's an old history, like one of the winemakers there from who work with me now, they're from 850.
The year of our Lord, 850?
Yeah.
That cannot be. You must mean 850 years old.
No, from 850, more than 1,000 years old.
Wow.
A winemaker. A family.
A family. And they can trace back. Wow. It's insane.
Who are they?
Yeah, it's crazy. They're in Cruyff. I will show it to you.
Yeah.
And things like that. You have so much history. Like one of my team members, actually, he has a winery from his family. And they're one of the oldest wineries from Saint-Emilion. And that's from 1500 something. Wow. And there's so much history. Like go in the wineries and then you get to know the winemakers. And the most funny thing is, which I just found out, if you get to know the winemaker, the personality of the winemaker, you can taste their personality in their wines.
Right? Really?
Yeah. You have a really chunky guy, like this massive person, and he is very bold and strong, whatever. And you feel in the wines, they are more bold and they're more strong, and you have this crisp. And then one of the winemakers also working with me, she is this most amazing, lovely person, super sweet, super nice, and super elegant. And all her wines are super elegant and amazing and smooth. And it's so cool. It's so funny.
Oh, that's fascinating.
What wineries or vineyards do you feel like you have really connected with through this journey?
And that is also important for me. I try to support all the winemakers, so I'm not like having any favorites. But for me, it's like I have my favorite wines from every winemaker I've tried.
Oh, okay. That's sweet.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. So you have your little favorite collection.
Yeah, from every winemaker.
Yeah.
That is like my thing. And they're really great ones here in Luxembourg, just in front of your door. And we have more than 50 winemakers, and they all really make great wine.
Could you give me like your top three favorite bottles?
It's yes. Like choosing a favorite child.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Depends on the day.
I can't. Yeah, exactly. No, but all of them. What you should do, honestly, is like there are so many great events like Wine Taste and Joy or Riesling Open, where all the winemakers have their winery open and you can just travel from winemaker to winemaker and get to know them, see the cellar, try the wines.
How do you find out about these things?
Through our Instagram, actually. And we have just launched a monthly newsletter on Fabst Wines, where you just find out Luxembourgish wine events happening to you in the next month.
Oh, sign me up.
And we need that because I'll tell you what, a friend of mine lives in a village in Germany and they keep all the information to themselves. They do not, like just the village. And then she says, oh, I wish you could have come to it. I said, how do you find out anything about it? So that's why we need you.
That's exactly the thing, because one problem, which is with the winemakers, they are really winemakers. Like they're the most happy when they're in the cellar on the vineyards. And that is where they make magic, right?
And the whole promotional thing and the tours and whatever. I come from California and Napa is a pretty famous wine region. When I came here on my recon mission, I went and I saw schools and then I went to the vineyards. And it was just crazy that they weren't tourist facing.
But they also keep most of their wines in this country.
Yeah, but people I think are starting to know what Cremant is outside of here. I knew enough that the Moselle is a famous winemaking region. Yeah. I'm here. This is what I'm doing. But I felt like I was really like you have to go find the information.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that is a problem we have in Luxembourg, which I really want to change, that in the city center, there's not so much Luxembourgish wine. Like people not consuming so much Luxembourgish wine. And really? That's my goal, to change that a little bit. Because what we have so many great wines, and there we go back to my vineyard to table concept, because we have all kind of wines, from sparkling cremants, from more sweeter ones, from also Vin de Paille, super sweet dessert wines. We also have a port wine, one winemaker making a port wine in Luxembourg, wow. Right? Obviously continental port, but it's like the same thing. And we have red wines, more the Burgundy kind of one, like more light, easy drinking, fruity red wines. But then we also have red wines with a lot of tannins, which are really strong and really bold, and you just find it in front of your doorstep.
This episode is going to air in June, July. What events are coming up this summer?
In September, there's a Riesling Open. That is from Wormeldorf to Grevenmacher, where all the winemakers are open, and you ever as well have a bar so you can hop on, hop off. And then end of the year, the biggest one is Fête de Vin Cremant at the city center.
Oh, yes. That's really fun.
That is the one.
Yes, that's the one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are the biggest ones now coming up.
Fabian, thank you so much for being on the show. I really enjoyed your wine platform that's coming to an app in November.
Exactly.
If people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you?
Through Instagram or social media at the moment. There you will see everything. Or just look for Fabst Wines QR code at any winery you are, and you can just taste it. And as well, in wine bars in the city center, we're hosting monthly wine tastings. We just had yesterday one, sushi and wine pairing.
So
and
fun.
The next one going to be pizza and wine.
Oh, fun.
Who doesn't love that?
Exactly.
All right. And it's FABST Wines. Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.